Although, well, to all our wonderful alumni, it's a really thrill to present some Divrei Torah to you on Parshas Vayakel. We read that Betzalel, maybe Aaron. Listen to the dimensions of the Aaron. It is an arm and a half long, an arm and a half wide, and an arm and a half tall. Very, very strange. What are these half an arm? Just why did Hashem give such strange dimensions? And then we find the Shulchan. The Shulchan is two amos long, an amma wide, and an amma and a half wide. Why are some of the measurements, the length and the width, they're full measurements, and then the height is a half measurement? And then when we come to the Mizbeach HaKtores, it is an amma long, an amma wide, and two amos high. It doesn't seem to make any sense. There it's totally inconsistent. There, the measurements are all in full measures, no half measures. So why when the Aron's all half measures, Shulchan it's mixed, and when the Mizbeach HaKtores it's all full measures? What might be going on? So once we understand the symbolism of these different kelim, we can understand very well what Hashem is communicating by using the half measures in some places and not in others. The Aron represents Torah. It holds luchos. When it comes to Torah, we should always view ourselves incomplete. We should be insatiable. We want to learn more Torah, more and more. And we should be eager to learn from others. Every Jew has a share in Torah, and every Jew is able to contribute to Torah, and therefore we should always view ourselves incomplete because there's always more to learn. There's always more for us to gain, always more for us to learn. However, when it comes to the Shulchan represents the Lechem HaPanim. The Lechem HaPanim representing material success. When it comes to material success, that we should view ourselves as being complete. Not incomplete like the Aron when it comes to spirituality, but rather it should be considered that we are complete. Our length and breadth, our height and length and width are complete. The extent of our material success, complete. Ezo asher samech b'chelko, that you're content with what you have. But on the other hand, the height, representing the way a person thinks of himself, if they've achieved material success, they should remember not to become arrogant, not to see themselves as too high, incomplete in terms of the height, should not be arrogant. When it comes to Mizbeach HaKtores, everything is complete because Mizbeach HaKtores, is symbolizing the neshama, and the neshama is complete. Elokai shenasata bi tahora, he is complete. And if a Jew sins, the Jew sins, it's all it is just external. It's not who the Jew really is. And therefore, so easy to do tshuva, because all he has to do is just to wipe off that dirt from that's only on the exterior. It's like a diamond that becomes dirty. It's so easy to clean, because the diamond itself retains its integrity. It retains its beauty. And if there's any dirt, it's just on the outside, and it's easy to strip away. And therefore, we understand why the Mizbeach HaKtores is complete. The neshama is complete. When it comes to Torah, we should view ourselves as incomplete, which always gaining. When it comes to material success, we should view ourselves complete. When it comes to becoming arrogant, though, for material success, we have to beware and view ourselves as incomplete. When it comes to our neshama, it is complete. All wonderful things, all great brachos to all our alumni, and wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos Vayakel and Parsha Shkalim.